This is Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. We're joined now by the head coach of the Stevenson Mustangs, Paul Cantabene. Coach, you guys found yourselves in a dogfight there in the second half. What was that last minute like for you on the sideline, an 11-8 lead, and then you see a shot sail wide at the end?
Well, we made some mistakes there. You know, we called it, we get the timeout, and, you know, Steve, you know, made a mistake trying the double, so we're supposed to run to the outside, and got a little kind of, I'm not sure what he was thinking. They got the ball, they went the other way. Thought there could have been a couple push calls our way. It didn't happen. They got one. You know, we got it back. And then, you know, we made it interesting. You know, that's what we do. So, but we won the game. That's important. We got to learn from it. I thought, you know, we offensively in the second half, we were really good. We got to finish the ball, though. You know, we had a lot of opportunities to finish the ball. We didn't. Thought their goalie played really, really well, made a lot of fantastic saves, 21 saves on the day, but we got to finish the opportunities. And, but overall, you know, our defense was okay. Dimitri was just okay. But, you know, we did a lot of great things, but, you know, we got to start finishing some plays. You know, I think we're just, we kind of thought we were up and it's going to be easy once we got off 5-2. And, you know, I'll give Albright a lot of credit. They played the team with nothing to lose, and they did a really good job, and just weren't afraid of anything, just make plays, and so they hung in there. I give them a lot, tip my cap to them. They did a great job, but we need to do things some better if we're going to go any farther in the Sensei tournament.
Now, you guys were 20 of 21, though, on the clear attempts, though, and that's certainly a positive for you guys moving forward.
Yeah, we've always been good clearing the ball. You know, I think we did a good job riding them early. We got a lot of balls back, so, you know, we faced off well, we rode well, we cleared well. You know, we weren't great in the extra man. You know, we only had three opportunities. We didn't, you know, we got a lot of shots. We didn't finish them. Defensively, we're just okay, but, you know, we're doing a good job in a lot of areas, but I think we got to tighten up and start making more of the plays instead of making more half plays.
Coach, one of the big goals of the night was Colin Dabney, that behind-the-back shot. He finally went low, and he got one.
Well, he's been shooting low more than you think, I think. He might be messing up his shooting and telling him to shoot low a little bit. That's why he's been shooting it as well, but it was a great shot, and he made a play when put in position to make a play, and that was big. It kind of got us going a little bit in the offense, a little bit of mojo, and, you know, we got guys that can make plays, but we need to play a little bit better.
We're going to get to talk to Brent Hyken here in just a second. Tournament MVP for Brent.
Yeah, great.
You know, Albright only won three faceoffs through the first three periods. That really set the table for you guys.
Well, you know, Brent, we got good faceoff guys all around. Him and, you know, Justin Bonomo and Nathaniel Laquang do a great job along with Sam Wyatt. But, you know, he got in a role today, and he's a good guy. He came back from injury, so he's healthy now. It's great to have him healthy. And I thought he did a really good job with the ball. He just made a few little mistakes, but then they pressured him and got after him. You know, the refs let him beat him up a lot, but he was tough enough to handle it. So I thought he did a really good job. I'm tough on Brent. I expect a lot out of him. He knows that. But I think he's doing a better job in getting in there. I'm glad he's healthy, and you know, I'm glad he's on my team.
Coach, what's it like when they take Metter out of there and start putting the long pole in there? I mean, how does that change your guys' approach to the faceoffs?
Well, it doesn't really. You know, we practice it all the time with that, and we didn't know what to do. Brent knows what to do. We practiced. I thought we executed it pretty well for the most part today. And they were doing a good job just trying to cause us some problems. But you got to take some checks. You got to know you're going to get checked a little bit, be strong enough with it, and then when you hit the open guy, you got to make a good pass. You know, there's no excuse not to do it. We practice it a lot, and he knows my expectations, and I thought he did a fairly good job with it for the most part.
I thought one of the key plays of the game was Dimitri was caught out of the crease there, and Kyle came back and, and pretty much ate one there on the guy. God, I thought that was a key play in the game.
Yeah, I should have called probably a timeout, but I thought Dimitri could have hit Ruffalo right there and got the 2-on-1 with Chris, and but he didn't, and it went back the other way. But Halachek thinks he's a goalie, you know, so he loves jumping the net. He wants to do it. I think he's pretty sure he's a nice hockey goalie, so he loves to get in there. I think that one stung a little, though, so we had to take him out a little bit, but he's crazy. So I'm glad he did it, but we scored the next, so it was kind of a really good series of plays for us, but hopefully we don't have to have him making too many saves.
Coach, I'm going to put you on the spot here with Brent waiting to come on, the tournament MVP. Great season for him. Second round draft pick in the MLL. You're a pretty good faceoff guy too. Who wins a faceoff between Paul Cantabene in his heyday and Brent Hyken today?
In the heyday, it's not even a game. You know what I mean? So I win it. I keep him on. I go by him and score, and then we do it all over again. You know, but he's going to have a good opportunity to go out there and play in the pros a little bit. You know, I was lucky enough to do it for a while. Got lucky a lot, but he'll have a good thing. Coach Siemens anxious to have him, but it'd be interesting to see how he does at the next level. Those guys are big, strong guys, and I think he has the ability to do well there. And you know, we'll see. But I like to think I'd have the advantage in my heyday, but we'll see.
Sounds like not only in the heyday, you think you can get him tomorrow.
I think I got him already once this year. We went down, I got him.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll send you on your way. We'll see you Wednesday. night for the NCAA tournament.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, that was head coach Paul Candabene. We're going to switch him out. We're going to bring in the Commonwealth Conference tournament MVP, Brent Hyken. And Brent, thank you for joining us. What does it mean for you guys? You know, it's not a win and get in the NCAA tournament, but you look pretty excited celebrating this Commonwealth Conference championship.
Yeah, any championship's a big deal. It's a team thing. You know, everybody has to sell out a little bit, and we have to be a little bit tougher every day. And it's not easy to win. And I know Chris DeShiel and I talked about it before the game. We were warming up, and we said, these guys have no quit in them, and we knew they were going to play for 60 minutes. And the two of us kind of knew as seniors that we have to set the tempo now or never, because we're going into the tournament, and you win or you go home. And I'm not ready to go home. I'm not ready to stop playing with these guys. I love my team, and I think they love me too. And, you know, let's play ball.
Tournament MVP, first of all, congratulations on that. But talk about just in the face-off circle tonight. I mean, you were just absolutely dominant. We just talked with Coach. Albright only won three face-offs through the first three quarters, and all three of those came in the second quarter. I mean, you were really on tonight.
Thank you. You know, I was hurt for a while, and, you know, Salisbury game, I was a little banged up too, and, you know, it killed me not to be 100%, and I'm kind of getting back to it now and doing what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, I don't think there's someone on our team that coaches harder than on me, and I wouldn't want it any other way. So, you know, it felt good, but, you know, it's a team thing. I think I go against great, you know, I give their kid a lot of credit, but I think I go against the best kids every day in practice. Justin Bonomo is great, and Nathaniel Laquan, he's going to be a stud for us one day. Dylan Stedman, who you guys might not see a lot of, but that kid pushes me so much. And Sam Wyatt still, you know, will come in and just challenge me in practice, even though we don't see him taking too many face-offs. They all do a great job of making me better, you know, and they're all going to have great careers here.
What was that sequence that Paul was asking Coach Paul about when Dimitri comes all the way out of the crease? And it was right after their D-man went down and scored. Looked like Dimitri was trying to answer that. He got all the way into the box, turns it over. Kyle makes a save, and you guys put it in the back of the net. And it was a two-goal game at that point.
Well, Kyle was a pretty good ice hockey goalie, and we do play a little bit of mini hockey, has Stevenson lacrosse hobby. So everybody has a little goalie experience, you know, and Kyle's happy to jump in the goal and make a play for the team. And, you know, it doesn't matter who's back there. If Dimitri's out, you know, it's our job top in the goal and make a save. It's a team game, you know. Doesn't matter who scores goals. Doesn't matter who gets a takeaway. Doesn't matter who wins a faceoff or who makes a save. We do it together. And if we can continue to play together, you know, I really like our chances in this.
And you may not have been overall as a team the best game tonight, but you guys certainly go into the NCAA tournament with a ton of momentum.
Yeah, you know, it's good to be in, you know. And once you're in, anything can happen. I think we've seen that time and time again. And, you know, we just have to play our game. I think we have the team to do it. It's just every day showing up and being the tougher team and doing what we're supposed to do.
How exciting is it to finally get to this point? You guys play a lot of games before the NCAA tournament, a lot of practice time, but now is why you do all that. How exciting is it to just finally get to that point where it's the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. You know, every day matters. It doesn't matter if we're in practice, if we have the day off, which I don't expect to have a day off, but it doesn't matter. We have to do the right things on and off the field, and, you know, we'll be good. We just have to stay focused and do the little things right.
All right, Brent, we're going to ask you the same question. Who wins a face-off, you today or Paul Cantabene in his heyday?
Well, after I was picked up, lucky enough to be picked up by Denver, Coach took a face-off against me, and I kind of thought, you know, I might have had him, but there's a reason he's the greatest of all time.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, yeah, he was pretty good back in his day. It's today, too. I still think, you know, he could lace the boots up and go back and play in the league right now and do great, because he's as tough as they come, and I wouldn't want to have any other coach out there.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brent. Congratulations. We'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That was Brent Hyken, the MVP of the Commonwealth Conference Tournament. Well-deserved. 19 for 22 on faceoffs tonight. 29 of 32 in the tournament. 19 of 22 tonight. 11-10, our final score. We'll be right back to wrap it up from Mustang Stadium.